All right, welcome to episode 33 of the Dunk Dynasty podcast. Fresh off one game day. Knicks and Pacers today providing us with some good entertainment, which is what you need. Defense, no defense today. It was pretty harsh to see, especially after getting to watch the Minnesota Timberwolves, put on some masterclasses, and then now we had to witness absolute shambles. But we're here to break that down, me and Trey, waiting for the rest of the crew. So it's myself, Panache and Shanu, Trigger Trey. Also here, lots of stuff to discuss, the games that happened today. Then also going to discuss the MVP, three-time MVP now, Nikola Jokic, as well as some other pretty cool topics for you, such as why NBA champions, the trend hope might continue. If the Nuggets go out, it will be a new champion for the sixth year in a row, something that's actually never been done before. So we'll give our thoughts on that, as well as our predictions for tomorrow's games between the Celtics and the Cavs and the Thunder and the Mavericks. But with that being said, Trey Mitchell, what's up, man?
Oh, not a great deal, man. Change of season, eh? It's starting to get a bit colder, especially in the mornings. A little bit chilly. How about over in the Big Smoke?
Same as you, bro. We're at 0 degree morning today, so we're starting to get into your, well, not your territory, actually, the South Island fellas' territory. Keep in mind, Trey, actually, what's he call it? The energy companies put out a thing today and said tomorrow morning between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. reduce your power, man. So if you're indoors, guys, make sure you turn your lights off. Make sure you turn off any electricity that you're not using, because apparently, power shortage. Bro, we're getting cooked out here. NZ, what's happening?
You know what it is, eh?
What is it?
Electric vehicles. Right. They can't handle it. The grid can't handle electric vehicles. If every single person had an electric vehicle, it'd be stuffed.
Hey, if you're a Dunk Dynasty podcast listener with an electric vehicle and you're listening to this in your car, please give a shout out to us on Instagram recording that, because that'll be too good for me. I'd love to hear that.
Yeah, I don't want to get into the political side of things, but
yeah. We shall leave the politics to the politicians, but we shall review game two between the Knicks and the Indiana Pacers in New York again. Obviously, as I said last time, the stars are going to show up. You had Ice Spice out there. You had a lot of Chris Rock was out there with some other people. So they had some stars, man. And New York did their thing at home, 130 to 121. And that's 130 to 121 in an NBA playoff game. 130 points scored by the winner. 251 points all up. What the actual, like, what was I watching, man? Trey, what was your thoughts on that? Knicks go up 2-0. But obviously not without some more people going into the injury report for them. OG Anunoby goes off with the hamstring injury. But what was your thoughts on that game?
Running past, man, trying to beat the allegations.
He's getting close, man.
This way, next game it'll take Miles Turner's spot with 6 points.
There you go.
Yeah, they need the starters to play well as a team. Like, the bench, man, take the hat off to the bench. They're playing well, scoring well. Don't know about defending.
46 points by the bench in back-to-back games. Outscored the Knicks 46-3 game one. Outscored them 46-12 in game two. But as you say, they can do all the scoring they want. But defensively, that is where the problems are. And it doesn't just lie on the bench, it lies on the starters as well. I think, go watch the tapes, guys. Run and pass, man. The amount of times he was losing Dante DiVincenzo or guys on backdoor cuts is insane. Like, the lack of focus and effort that they have on the defensive end, that is crazy to me. Like, Rick Carlisle, I know he doesn't have any hair like left on his head, but he must be, if he's not losing hair, he's losing sleep over. Obviously, he's preaching defensive schemes to these guys, yet they come out there with no effort, and it just seems like no focus, no care in the world for defense. It's just, we'll outscore you. Okay, you scored 121 points. You conceded 130. Keep trying that strategy and see how it works for you.
I think he's losing brain cells at this point, because that's not how you play playoff basketball. It's meant to be, 110 at the most points in a game. Defensive Yeah, not this. This isn't the vibe for the playoffs, I don't think.
That's crazy, bro. We went from watching the Minnesota Timberwolves put on a defensive masterclass, probably the best defensive performance of any team this entire regular season. And then we got subject to this torture of like just freeway. You get in the paint at will. The Pacers were just, it was open season. You go in the paint when you want. Yeah, break us down when you want. And their effort, bro, it's, they have no effort defensively. I love Awful Coaching on TikTok. He's great. I love his content. I've yet to watch his content on today's game between the Pacers and the Knicks, but I know that it's gonna be he's gonna go into them. Like literally, no diddy. He's gonna go like, yeah, let them know how bad that was because that was awful, bro. That was at least try. You know how they say fake it till you make it in acting in Hollywood, all that stuff? At least pretend like you're playing defense. Even if you're not, at least pretend like you are, bro.
Isn't Halliburton like there's offense and there's defense? It's like there's Tyrese Halliburton, so
It reminds me of all those graphs. You know, all those graphs where it's always like, who is this player? It's like no hype and it's unreal. And then the one where it's like, all and it's no hype, but you know, it's always the vice versa. He reminds me of that. Offense is green, high as all the way up to the moon. Defense is, brother, that thing is probably down in hell. You can't find it. It's below freaking planet Earth, bro. Like, I don't even know. That guy is, jeez.
just follow your man around.
100%. Keep an eye on your man, and help defense, guys. The thing I said last time, I was like, I said, man, let's see what the Pacers could do. Maybe they'll double Jalen Brunson and see if the other guys can beat them. Yeah, the other guys beat you. The other guys beat you because you guys are so lazy. Like, bro, Jalen Brunson was getting doubled and making the pass to like a Hartenstein or anyone or like an Achiuwa, and they were able to just make easy passes to the corners, to anyone, because, bro, the Pacers, it's not because they're slow, because oh, they're slow. They're old team. These guys are young guys. It's slow because they're lazy and they get to shooters late. Guys are getting open shots or they close out too much. They jump at the pump fake. Knicks can just drive in and get easy layups. DiVincenzo is hitting corner threes or pump fake and get to the basket. Josh Hart, pump fake, get to the basket. OG Anunoby hit the three or pump fake, get to the basket. Please, for the love of God, play. Play some deep. You're in the playoffs, bro. You conceded, you gave up 130 points. Minnesota gave up 80 to the defending champions. You can't tell me there's a 50-point discrepancy between two games. It doesn't come down to, oh, yeah, we have Jaden McDaniels, Anthony Edwards. Okay, yeah, you got that. But there's effort. Effort is also a thing, bro. Like, you cannot be the best defender in the world, but you can have effort. Kyle Korver wasn't a great defender, but understood team schemes and had effort. You can't tell me that these guys like Andrew Nembhard, like Tyrese Halliburton, are not athletic. They're more athletic than Kyle Korver. Yeah, no effort.
Yeah. And I also told you, hey, the other day that these Knicks players can beat the they're capable of shooting the ball. And they did just that today. On an OB, 28 points in 28 minutes. So I hope it's a bummer he's gone down, but I definitely think the Knicks are gonna miss him and that. Yeah, hopefully they can steal one at home, but man, I think the Knicks should have this with a breeze.
I don't, like, I still, the only, well, if OG Anunoby didn't go down, I was ready to flip my prediction to say the Knicks. But now, because hamstring, I'm just looking at what happened with Zion Williamson with his hamstring injury. He was supposed to only miss one game. They were going to reevaluate him. Then he was maybe going to play in the OKC series. Turns out he was out for, I think, yeah, the rest of the playoffs. They got knocked out. This is the same thing. Like, obviously, we don't know the extent. The extent will come out tomorrow, which, if you're listening, is today on Friday. But that's a it, hamstrings are a little bit different. You know, that's yeah, they can go again very easily. And I don't know if you want to risk it.
I think they, with the Pelicans and Zion, they just didn't want to risk it. They've sent Zion back too many times too early. And it's cost them what for three seasons where he'd played less than 40 games or whatever. So I think they're just playing it safe and just running it back next season.
But with
But
OG, I don't know why.
those hamstrings, yeah. CP0 rings is another killer from the hamstring
Yeah,
injury.
that's true. I see it. I'm like, I definitely don't think he's playing game three. That's my personal opinion. I definitely don't think I don't think he plays game three. I think there's a chance he plays game four. So I think if you're the Pacers, this is your opportunity because we saw what the Knicks were like when they didn't have Julius Randle or Anunoby, and it was just, the Villanova three with Precious Achiuwa and Hartenstein. But then now there's no Robinson. So now you've got Miles McBride's going to have to play some big minutes. I'm not feeling too confident about that, because man, the Pacers, they can win games, but now, yeah, with no Anunoby, it's really just the Villanova three as your true guys. McBride can hit some shots, but is he as good as Anunoby? We know he's not. So it's what can you do for me? What are these other guys gonna do? Because they already got a weak bench. So now you can look at McBride playing 48 minutes, DiVincenzo playing 48 minutes. Josh Hart's already played 48 minutes, so we don't even have to talk about him.
But you had to talk about how he's keeping this up, man.
What was the thing?
Shout out to
Ike Mike's, Ike and Mike's, or whatever it's called, the thing that he kept on
Josh.
shouting out.
Those lollies that keep him energized throughout the game.
Shout out, I did switch up the name. Is it Ike
Mike
and
and
Mike's?
Ikes, I think.
Was it? What are you
Mike and
saying?
Ikes.
Mike and
I think it's
Ike's.
Mike and Ikes.
Okay, Mike and Ike's. Okay, Mike and Ike's, come shout us out. Come give us a sponsor, and you never know. Dunk Dynasty will blow up. We'll blow up with you, man. But yeah, I'm still. I wouldn't have said this if Anunoby wasn't hit. I'm still on the Pacers train. I'm on the trade, but I'm hanging off, about to fall off. Fast and Furious, Dominic Toretto was holding, I think it was Paul Walker off the side of the train trying to save his life. That's me. The Pacers are slowly losing me. They're going to have to reel me back in. If you watch Sopranos, just when you think I'm gone, they reel me back in. That's me with the Pacers. I'm still on the wagon, delusionally still on the wagon. But maybe the Pacers at home can realize that, you know what? When you're on defense, Taurean Prince. The ball gets shot, hits the rim, comes off the rim. That's a rebound. They got more of those than we did.
Yes.
Pacers, when the ball comes off the rim, Pascal Siakam, you're 6'9". Miles Turner, you're 7 foot. Isaiah Jackson, you're 6'9". Obi Toppin, you're 6'9". Why are you getting out-rebounded by Josh Hart and OG Anunoby?
Okay. Obi Toppin and defense, just I don't even think he even knows what defense is.
100%. I agree. I agree.
This guy, he's a liability. I'm pretty sure he's got the worst defensive rating in the NBA.
He's got to, bro. He's got to have the win. He is so good, bro. He's like Tyrese Halliburton. Offensively, you went, bro, if this was like just a game of the Pacers get every single possession offense, bro, holy, they would beat the brakes off the Knicks, bro.
You know the saying, don't look back. That's Obi Toppin. After a shot's taken by the other team, he ain't
Yeah.
looking back. He's running up court.
Exactly. Bro, they just want to get out in transition. That they forget. To get out in transition, you need the ball, guys. You can't get out in transition without the ball. You can run up all the court all you want to and try to leak out, but if you leak out without the ball and you don't box out and try to get rebounds, oh, surprise, surprise. The other team gets offensive rebounds.
Josh Hart is there.
Wow, Josh Hart. That's probably the easiest bet right now. Just bet Josh Hart 13 plus rebounds every game, and yeah, you're good to go.
You bet him 48 minutes.
Bro's, yeah, bro is trying to set the playoff record, like single postseason record for minutes played. So shout out to him, man.
Think Wilt's got that fucking cemented.
If they make the NBA Finals by some freaking miracle, then I think the record, Wilt, is finally going to be in danger. But we shall see. Game three coming up in Indiana. We'll give our predictions on the day when the game is. We'll leave it for now. But Trey, who did you have winning this? You had Knicks and what? Knicks and what?
Six, I think.
So you're still standing firm?
Yeah, I'll still stand with the Knicks.
Okay.
Hopefully, OG's Okay, but game four.
I'm gonna stand with my one. I'm not gonna change. I'm not gonna be a flip flopper. I'm gonna stick with me too. I'm gonna say Pacers in six. But even if they go down to three, I'm just gonna be like Pacers in six all the way through. But that's our predictions for that series, and that's the review of the game. Pacers, please learn to play defense. But on to something positive. Nikola Jokic wins his third MVP, beating out Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Luka Doncic to win his third MVP. Not without some controversy, though. Lots of controversy on Instagram. All the comments saying, use me as a Shai robbed, use me as a Luka robbed. It's yeah, man.
Voter fatigue.
Yeah, a lot of people saying that their players, well, SGA and Luka were robbed, and that Jokic, got a not simply the MVP, but got the MVP that he maybe didn't deserve. What was your thoughts on Jokic winning that third one?
I'll disagree with the people that say he didn't deserve it. He's amazing, you know? Shai's impact on the team, I wouldn't be mad either way, but they had a pretty dusty end to the season, and yeah. Jokic, I think this is big for him. I think this pushes him higher on the all-time center list. You know, how many, what ninth player in NBA history to get three MVPs, so
Yeah, lots of
it's
centers
good.
on there too.
He's in some good territory.
Oh no, I'm so torn, man. Like, he had a great season. I'm like, yeah, that he had a great MVP season. It's just like the standard. Because remember when Jokic was a sixth seed, they gave him the MVP with some crazy stats, some gaudy stats. Because they said, oh yeah, obviously I understand that Luka's playing with Kyrie, but bro, what else could you do? Lead the league in scoring, 9 rebounds, 9 assists. In my opinion, I was definitely, I'm not mad at it. I'm really not mad at Jokic being MVP. I think he had a great season. I think no matter who won, people are going to be upset. This isn't like Jokic of 2 years ago or that first MVP, or like even when Giannis won MVP, when people went upset. I think last year people were upset when Embiid won it, and I think again this year people are upset when Jokic won it, because you look at the other guys and you go, but both times I just haven't been mad at it, because I'm like, bro, all the guys were so close together. They all had valid reasons to win. You can't say robbed. There's no one was robbed. Shaq was robbed in 2004, 2005 maybe. But this guy, no. Luka and Shai weren't robbed. They were close to winning it, but I don't think they were robbed.
We could talk about so many robbings, but like JJ Redick said, the voters have fucked up that many times, and they're probably trying to fix things now and actually vote the correct player to win MVP. Luka, next season, I think it's probably his, just because he's got a better team that fits him around them. The trade deadline, everyone will talk about it. Like the commentators will say how much better this has made the team. Well, wins wise. Man.
But
Yeah, I don't think any robbings.
I think, yeah, I think the voters essentially put themselves in this spot. This is on the voters. This is not of the voters this year. The voters of the past are the reason why we're here, with people saying robbed, 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 robbed. Because they just have not been consistent with it. The standard that you've set, the criteria that you've set, has not been consistent. 1 year you guys give it to the best player on the best team and say, yeah, he got MVP because he's the best player on the best team. Then the next season, you give it to Russell Westbrook because, oh, he's the seventh seed, but he
Yeah.
averaged a triple double. And then the next season, you give it to a guy, same thing, number one seed on the best team, yada, yada, yada. Okay. So, but you have to maintain the standard. It can't be best player on the best team, or like, what is it? Are you giving it to the best player or the best player on the best team? What are we doing here?
Yeah, because Derrick Rose got it over LeBron.
There you go. But LeBron had was it better scoring, better rebounds, better assists? I think it was maybe, but they gave it to D Rose because D Rose and the Bulls were the number one seed. Same thing with guys like, what do you call it, Dirk, when Dirk was on the Mavs and won in 2007. best player on the best team, but I think Kobe had a pretty good season too. Or some other guys had some good seasons in there too. D Wade, 2009, when LeBron won his first MVP. D Wade had an unreal season, but LeBron got it because he was the best player on the best team with the Cavs. It just happens every time in that area. But then the problem is you change it for other guys because you say, oh, he's the best player, but this team is like fifth seed or fourth seed or not the first seed.
The problem is Steve Nash went back to back.
That's what messed everything up for us, bro. It went back to back with as the nut was number one seed both years, but the stats was what 15-10, 14-10.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy. That's where the standard became bad.
Yeah, Tyrese Halliburton numbers.
Man, and they really said that's the guy. But that's the problem. Like you guys at that point were saying it's always the best player on the best team. You set the standard. Well, maintain the standard now. SGA should have been the MVP then. So I don't know about it. These guys. It's a lot of robbing going on. It's a lot of robbing going on. Because with that third MVP, Jokic goes into some pretty special territory. Obviously, we said just before, only eight other players alongside, well, nine all up including him, have three MVPs. Where do you have Jokic in your top centers of all time now that he's got this third MVP?
Oh, he's climbing the ranks, but it's pretty hard to break that top five, you know, or top six. You know, you got some all-time great centers that have cemented their name in the league and will forever, really. But yeah, I've got Kareem number one, Hakeem number two, Wilt or Bill Russell three.
Yep.
Not mad at either. I'll probably give the edge to Russell just because of his success. Then I'll go Wilt, and then I'll go Shaq, and then probably Big Robinson, and then Jokic.
All right. So I've got him. So you got him at seventh. I've got Jokic at eighth. So here we go. The dream. Actually, no. Not the dream. Not the dream. I got Kareem at my number one. So this is my top, yeah, top centers of all time. So I've got, give me Kareem. I've got Kareem at number one. Hakeem Olajuwon, the Dream Shake at two. Then I got the Stilt, Wilt Chamberlain at three. Bill Russell, 11 rings at four. I got Shaquille O'Neal at five. David Robinson at six. Moses Malone at seven. Nikola Jokic at eight. So I want to preface this first by saying to the people, didn't watch these other guys. However, I'm just basing it off what stats and everything that they got. I'm like, listen, for me to, I think Jokic, one more championship, I'd put him at sixth. Another championship, I'd put him past Moses Malone and David Robinson, and he'll go in my sixth place. A third championship, I'd put him past Shaq and put him into my number five. A fourth championship, I'll put him at number two behind Kareem. And then if he was to win a fifth championship, then he's probably in the GOAT debate at that point.
How many rings did Hakeem win?
Two.
Two. But, so you think even only if he wins one more, you don't think he can even break top five?
Well, for me, just because Hakeem has got the what do you call it, the depoy as well. I think he might have got two depoys actually, yeah. So it's the combination of everything that Hakeem sort of gave you. That's where I'm sort of like leaning more to Hakeem. And he's two-time champion, two-time finals MVP, scored an MVP, got DPOY. Like, so I feel like he's got the whole shebang. Whereas with Jokic, I don't think Jokic, with all due respect to Jokic, I don't think he's going to win another MVP. Not because he's not good enough to win another MVP, but I think now he's going to get the LeBron treatment. He's going to get, yeah, that treatment where the voters now are just going to be against him every time. Because all this uproar and stuff that we saw right now, we know how the narratives go every single time. Like, when there's outrage about a vote, the voters are like, nah, we don't want to get embarrassed by the public again. We don't want to get roasted by the public again. Bro's 29. He's got three MVPs. I think he's about to endure voter fatigue for the next however long he plays. Even if he has a crazy, amazing season, if another guy's right there next to him, they'll go, oh, well, he's got three MVPs. No need to give it to him. Let's give it to the next guy. Just like what happened last season. It was voter fatigue, obviously, as well. He didn't play a couple of games at the end of the season, but it was voter fatigue. He should have been a three straight MVP last season. They robbed him. That's when they robbed him, maybe you could say. But this year, maybe should go into someone else. But going forward, for sure, I think voter fatigue.
Yeah. I feel like Jokic is slightly different than any other player just because how much the media actually loves Jokic compared to these other players. Like, you know, he's the most humble guy in the NBA. Probably not even close. Just like, you know, he cares about this team. He cares about winning. You know, he's not going out fucking chasing the MVP like some of those other players are. You know, they care about their stats and whatnot. Jokic just, he plays his own game and happens to win games and he gets recognized. Yeah, I don't know. I think he's just perceived differently than other, well, the previous MVPs that have gotten the fatigue. Just like, I don't know, you well complain about like refs and stuff or whatever. It annoys people.
I can see that side of things, like where it's like he's likable, but I think he's likable, but I think that still won't stop people from not giving giving him the award, because I just look at it right now and I'm like, bro, it's already hard enough. I'm using the example of winning championships. It's hard enough to win championships because a team, different team comes in every year, like so many different teams are evolving so quickly. Same thing with these players, like the media, the narratives. Let's say, for example, next season the Celtics do what they did again this season. People are like, oh, we've got to give it to Tatum. But then people will be like, well, we have to give it to Luka first, because if Luka has a great season, he's got to get one. Then you got to think about SGA. Anthony Edwards will get one. Giannis might get another one. Embiid might get another one. Wemby is on his way up. You've got all these other guys, Ja Morant, Jalen Brunson. Like, we could just keep going down the list of these other guys who, at some point in time, maybe not better than Jokic, but if they have good enough seasons and are right there with him, I think the media was just going to favor those guys and say, well, this guy's got three MVPs. Let's give it to a guy who's just there with him. But even if Jokic is just slightly better, we'll give it to the other guy because Jokic already has three. So it's just like, it's going to be pretty sad. But that's why I think, genuinely, I think this is his last MVP.
I think the only way Jokic gets another MVP is averages a triple-double and number one seed.
Yeah, I agree. I would have to be like a gaudy season. Like, yeah, because you see even LeBron. LeBron's last MVP was, what, 2013? And ever since then, he had some pretty good seasons. Like 2018, for example, that Cleveland Cavaliers team. I know they were number four seed, but he had a pretty good season. He didn't get it, played all 82 games, didn't get MVP. So I'm like, bro, that's the standard. Like, you got to get to that. He played to that level. Like, Jokic is probably going to have to go to another level, especially with,
Harden averaged, was it 36?
I think that was his MVP season, yeah. I think he might have averaged, it should have been 36 that season, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like,
was it? I think LeBron scored more total points, but Harden averaged more because he played less games. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think Harden even played 65.
Yeah, I think so. That's the one. So, yeah, Jokic going to need a crazy season. But, yeah, that's where we rank Jokic. Trey's got him at 7th. I've got him at 8th. But, yeah, congratulations to Jokic on another MVP. Yeah, well on his way to a great career, hopefully a top 5 center. But on to the next one. Chaz, topic that's been trending on Twitter, or X, as the people want to call it now. NBA champions. You know, we went through a decade where for 15 straight years, I think there was only one champion, which was the 1999 San Antonio Spurs, who didn't go to back. Every other champion across from 1987 until 2002, there was a back-to-back champion every single year, except for the 99 Spurs. So you compare that to now, we've had a different champion for the last 5 years. And if the Denver Nuggets get beat by the Timberwolves, it's going to be a 6th straight year, which is going to be, what, the first time ever. So wanting to get your thoughts there, what do you think's causing that trend? What do you think's kind of got us to this point in time where it's like, no one can repeat? No one, you know? We haven't had a repeat champion since the Warriors.
Oh, I think injuries are a big part. Like, players aren't as healthy as, you know, everyone goes on about how, oh, MJ played 82 games or whatever he played for how many seasons. these players are getting injured far, far easier now, and it's sort of messing it up, but I'd blame injuries the number one reason for this.
Yeah, you gotta say so. Like it's how much like the pace of the game contributes to it, and like the style of the game now that you play, and you play that for 82 games in the regular season. If you win a championship, you're usually playing how many games in the postseason? About, let's say, 22, 23 games. You're playing about 22, 23 games if you win a championship, because a few of those series, you're not going to sweep everything. You're probably going to lose about maybe one in the first round, two, second round, you know? So probably about 23, 25 games, I'd say. That's what? 107 games? And then you got a postseason. Oh, sorry. You got your offseason, obviously. You come back, defend your championship. Like, you look at these teams. Well, the Raptors, for example, what happened? Kawhi left. Okay, that's okay. Then 2020, the Lakers, they win. But then 2021, LeBron misses how many games? Was it like nearly 40 games? AD misses. No, LeBron missed 30 games. AD missed like 40. They couldn't go back to back. Then the Bucks, what happened the next year when they came back in 2022 after winning in 2021? Middleton misses like all those games in the playoffs. And then now it's just Giannis and Jrue Holiday. They get beat by the Celtics. Then who won in 2022? The Warriors. Then what happened in 2023? They made it, but they made it to the playoffs again. But they got no. Did they make it to the playoffs last year or no? They got knocked
Yeah,
down
they
the
beat the
playoffs.
Kings and lost in the second round to
Lakers. Yeah.
the Lakers.
I think it's just that thing as well. Like, it's a combination of things. It's injuries. But then you also got, it's just the talent that's in the league now, bro. Like each year, the talent just evolves so much more. New players are coming in, players are maturing, teams are maturing. Like they're getting to that point much quicker.
There's some great talent coming through and over the last 10 years or whatever. That's another reason why I don't like everyone's calling this draft a bust. These players are just getting better, you know. They'll be good players in it. Back onto the topic though. Yeah. I blame injuries and then the amount of talent that's coming through.
Because even one thing I was looking at too was to say it's also like the point in time where these teams are reaching their like peak state. Because you look at, for example, these teams that all went back to back and stuff like that. So let's start off, let's say 87, 88. That was when the Lakers went back to back. Magic Johnson, Kareem, James Worthy, Michael Cooper, all those guys, they had reached their point in maturity because they'd lost in the finals, I'm pretty sure, already. And then you look at another team. The Pistons went back to back 89 90. They'd lost the year before in 88 in the NBA Finals to the Lakers. They'd lost in the Conference Finals to the Celtics before. You go forward again. The next team that three-peated, the Bulls. The Bulls three-peated. How many times did they lose to the Pistons? But they were maturing, maturing, maturing. And then when they reached their peak state, like it took longer for more teams to get to their peak state. Like it wasn't like year to year, each team was reaching their peak state. Whereas now I feel like every year, the Nuggets, for example, won last year. How many times did the Nuggets lose in the conference finals? They lost in the conference semifinals, lost in the first round, like, and then finally they had a fully healthy season. They all reached their peak. They won a championship. Same thing with the Bucks. Remember, we talked about Giannis saying, man, Giannis and Chris Middleton, the Bucks, they always lose in the second round, first round. Then they finally got all the experience, matured. Same thing with the Raptors. They'd lost to LeBron. It was called LeBronto. Then they finally got, they traded DeMar DeRozan, obviously. But all those other players had been together. They added in Kawhi. They reached their peak maturity. So I think you're getting more teams reaching that peak state in quick succession. Like all their timelines are coming back like year to year compared to there where it was the Bulls win for 3 years, but it's taking like the Rockets on the other side and then also MJ leaving for the Rockets to evolve. The Bulls do it again, but there's no other team other than maybe the Magic could have had a chance until Shaq dipped out. But yeah, there's not that the continuous year to year of teams reaching their peak point. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Or there
Yeah,
wasn't back in the day. There wasn't that back in the day. Yeah.
there's so many parts that play a role, but and this like all these star players are getting bounced around way more than what they were back in the day. Everyone was loyal or whatever, but you throw money at someone, they'll leave.
Oh, yeah, 100%. See it with the Nuggets, man. Lost Bruce Brown, man, to that massive deal. Was it 2 years? Was it 2 years, 25? And bro's
No,
like
40 mil or something. Like, you got like 20 years or something, I think.
Bro signed with the Pacers. Now he's on the Raptors, probably about to move again this offseason. So that shows you, man. If you win a championship, you get paid.
But he was getting like DNPs at the end of the season or something. Like, well, maybe not DNPs, but he was not even a starter.
Got the bag, doesn't matter. He got the bag. That's gonna be crazy, man. I hope this trend. Yeah, I said it. I like this trend. New champion every single year. Because, yeah, it's obviously the era of our dominant dynasties was cool, but you kind of like to see this each year that, you know, it's actually now so much more difficult to retain your title. And if any team goes back to back, you're gonna have to go through an absolute just war, like war zone for it. Because the Nuggets we see now. Party, you lose players. If you win a championship, players want to get paid, and you're just not going to be able to do that with these new salary cap rules. Like, the Timberwolves are in a good spot, though. They've locked everyone up, but you can't really add outside of that. But they've got six core players that, yeah, can probably do it for them. Nuggets, they found out the hard way. They've got five players locked up, couldn't lock up more good role players. So maybe we'll keep seeing this trend.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's a good take, though. It's...
Shout out to the 80s basketball in the 90s where, you know, Michael Jordan. I won't speak on that topic. I won't speak on that topic for now because I'll get too heated, but that's okay. On to the next one. Tomorrow, we got some game twos coming to you from the number one seeds are back in action again after stomping some of these teams. So we got the Celtics and Cavaliers. And then we got the Thunder and the Dallas Mavericks. So Celtics versus Cavs. Celtics at home again. What's your prediction for that one, Trey?
Get the brooms out, mate.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit closer this game. Donovan might get 45, but Celtics, they're too good. You know, Jason Tatum doesn't need to play well when they still spank them. It's just got too much depth.
Okay, give me the Celtics. Give me the gentleman's sweep. I think we're still looking at a gentleman's sweep. So I think some way, somehow, the Cavs, they won't win this game in Boston tomorrow. I think we're in for another ass whooping tomorrow. Give me the Celtics by whatever they want. So give me Celtics by 10, and then maybe the Cavs can steal the game at home. But yeah, Celtics versus Cavs, we're both unanimous on that. Celtics, easy money.
10-point game.
No, I mean 10 plus is what I meant to say. Yeah, 10 plus points. Yeah, but I don't think the Celtics will cook them again, surely.
I got 20 plus.
Celtics by whatever they want. Okay, next one. Thunder versus Mavericks, game two in... Oklahoma. What you got for this one here?
This is like I've got the Mavs, but is Luka healthy?
Bro, he's still like not said anything about how he's doing it. Like nothing's come out to say he's not missing the game, but we from what we've seen in game one, definitely not healthy.
Yeah. And I want to see a little more aggression from Kyrie in the first half. You know, Tim Hardaway Jr. keep shooting, I guess, but I'm confident in the Mavs. You know, they've got a good team.
And so you got Mavs winning game two? Give me, hard to say, but give me the Thunder game two. Purely because, I mean, look, from what I've seen from Luka game one, he just doesn't look healthy. And what, it's only 1 day break. Like, I thought it was going to be two. It's only the 1 day off. I don't know how much, you know, recovery you could do in 1 day to get yourself up to, you know, from the way he was looking to get from that to what he needs to be for Dallas to win that game. So, yeah, give me the Thunder. Maybe it's a little bit closer at the end this time, but I think, yeah, the way that the Thunder are playing, the energy that they're playing with, I think it's them and the Timberwolves in terms of the Timberwolves and the Knicks are playing with the sort of energy you need to win an NBA championship. So, yeah, give me the Thunder again and go up 2-0.
All right. So, yeah, trivia today being run by Ethan McDonald, man. So, Ethan, what you got for us?
Right, gents. So, today it's a little bit of a tricky one, but also not that tricky. So, out of all the number one draft picks ever out of all the NBA, you have to tell me how many points did they get in their rookie year? Not what they averaged, how many points did they have in their rookie year? So out of the top 10 players that have done it. So we'll do one for one. So if you get the player and the position right, you get 2 points. If you just get the player, you get 1 point. So we'll start with Panache.
I will go with LeBron James.
Yep. What position?
Oh, in the top 10.
Yep.
Sixth.
No. Yep. He finished second.
Oh, you don't wow. Want okay, oh, that's not good for me then.
Kareem number one.
Kareem is correct, but Kareem finished number six.
So you got LeBron.
What the average 28 and 12.
And what the average, Trey?
Yeah, true.
Just the total points, eh? Give me Shaquille O'Neal, number one.
O'Neal's on there, but he finished eighth.
Hakeem Olajuwon, number one.
Hakeem's not on the list.
Hakeem was the number one, man.
Was he not?
No, I think it was the MJ. What's his name? That Sam guy. Sam from the Blazers. Give me David Robinson, number one.
No, not on the list.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Victor Wembanyama.
No, not on the list.
Oh, thank you, Trey. Tim Duncan, number one.
Not on the list.
Oh,
God.
Blake Griffin.
Not on the list.
What? Carl Anthony Towns, number three.
Carl is on the list, but he's number 10.
The front of the fuck is this?
Ah, shit.
Who else they got?
So, if you think in the 2010-2020s, there's three from that.
Anthony
era.
Edwards.
No.
Oh, yeah. Andrew Wiggins.
No.
Wow.
Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie Irving, yes.
Bro, this is cooked. You're telling me some of the... Oh, sure, this guy's on there. This guy has to be on here. Anthony Davis.
Yep, he finished seventh.
God.
Wait, Irving finished... Irving finished ninth.
Okay.
Oh, so I got that right.
Did you say ninth?
Yeah, I did.
No, wait, what? I did not hear
I
that.
I did. Run the tape.
Yeah, run it.
Oh, I think it's your turn anyway, Trey.
Oh, shit.
I'm getting cooked here, I won't lie.
What's that?
I'm getting cooked here, I won't lie.
Okay, you want a clue?
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah, Trey, you got to answer first. Give Trey. Trey's got to go. He's got to answer this one first, though.
Oh, my goodness. Is this... Is it... Oh,
there's,
I can't...
One of them's one of your favorites.
John Wall.
No.
Ooh,
okay, Pete, you know, because we're up to start. So what I'll do now is I'll just throw out a couple of clues. You guys just guess. Just go at it. Okay, cool. So... one of them has a song named after him by Post Malone.
What?
One of them has a song named after him by Post Malone.
Alan Iverson.
Bro, I said it first.
What? Fuck off! I said that first! Nah, bro,
no,
get
it.
Off it.
No, you
get
did
off it.
It.
Check the tapes.
Bro, I said that first.
Nah, Trey said it first. Okay, cool. What position?
Point guard. Oh, number one.
Fourth.
Both wrong. You finished third. Okay, so one of the other ones, his team got kicked out of the playoffs just recently. He got injured in the
playoffs. Zion.
Two.
What position? Oh, no,
four.
You finished fifth. Okay. One of the other ones played for the Lakers back in like the 50s, 60s.
George Mikan.
Nope.
Elgin Baylor.
Baylor. What position?
Number one.
Dwight Howard.
So Dwight Howard's not on the list. So this last one, as soon as I give you this clue, it is a giveaway.
Chris Paul.
I'll tell you the scores really quickly. It's 6 for Trey, 5 for P. This last one here, he averaged a triple-double rookie year.
Oscar Robertson.
Boom.
Check the tapes, bro. I'm not answering. Check the tapes. No.
What position?
Eighth.
No. You finished fourth.
So it's a tie. Check the tapes. It's a tie. Check the tapes.
Trey finishes on 7. P finishes on 5.
Bro, it's a tie. I said Allen Iverson first. Check the tapes.
Check the tapes.
You can't accept defeat.
I said Allen Iverson first. Bro, when people hear this podcast and they hear this
robbery.
It would
be 6-5. It would still be...
No, it wouldn't. It would be 6-6. Bro, the fuck? Nah, bro. The world knows I got robbed. Nah, get off. Bro, I'm not accepting this, bro. The whole world knows I just got robbed. This is robbery. I've just been robbed.
Do you not think I said it at all?
I said Allen Iverson before you.
Oh my god! I swear I said it before you.
Check the tapes. I'm gonna post these tapes to Instagram so the whole world knows I got robbed.
Oh, and I didn't get robbed against fucking Jed.
Hey, bro, this is robbery.
That's different. That's different.
This is robbery. This is actual robbery. This is money heist. Right. This is a heist.
What I'm gonna do for you. Because I'm going to give you a question. If you can get this right, then we will say it's a draw. Okay?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Let's do that. 1 second there. Okay, cool. In 2015, the record for most points in a quarter was broken. Who did it?
In 2015? Oh, come on, bro. It's Klay Thompson.
And how many points?
37.
Okay, cool. Now let's throw a question out there for both of you to get. Okay. What was the National Basketball Association originally called?
American Basketball Association.
That is great.
Oh my God!
You still didn't win.
I was robbed. Justice has been served. This man is studying law, so you know that he upholds justice. That is justice right there. The world knows. This man is studying law, and he knows what justice is, bro. Justice has been served. Thank you, Ethan, for being a servant of this country.
This man. Bro, you gave him the easiest question with the Klay Thompson one. Everyone knows that.
Listen. What I know,
everyone knows Klay Thompson scored 37.
Trey, you want one too, Trey, to make yourself feel better?
Give me one.
Okay, hold on a minute.
Bro, it better be on the same sort of line as the Klay Thompson.
What NBA franchise has no finals losses?
Losses?
Yeah.
Chicago Bulls.
Chicago Bulls is correct. All right, should we throw another one out there? Another question?
I think we're gonna dump out, man. We're gonna dump out.
Who has the most career blocks in the finals?
Oh, that's good. Probably Tim Duncan.
No.
Oh,
Shaq.
No.
Bill Russell.
No.
I'm done guessing. See you later. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Kareem.
Yeah, I just did that to bait him. Nah, that doesn't count. But this, I don't know if we can count this quiz, but we will see you guys all on episode 34. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in, and we shall catch you on the next one. Hell world knows I got robbed. Trey Flukewood.
Check the fucking tapes, man.
See you next time. Check the tapes. Run through the tape, actually. Run through the tape, kids. Always in life. Run through the tape.